Bruce Schachtler is Azmi's food aid program and development director. He says while Azmi doesn't own any of the seafood, they've helped manage the state's aid programs. That includes sending over $300,000 worth of Alaskan seafood, or about 3,600 cases of canned pink salmon, to Ukraine.
We do things on behalf of the legislature of the state of Alaska. Most recently, at the request of the legislature, we sent 3 containers of canned salmon over to Ukraine.
When the state government decides to send aid, they set a budget, and Azmi solicits bids from companies across Alaska. Companies then bid on the sale and offer stock at competitive rates to ensure a maximized amount of product. The state has aided in several disasters over the years, and through Azmi has sent food to the Philippines after devastating typhoons and areas suffering food insecurity in Africa and the Middle East as well. Schachtler says Azmi has a history of running the state's aid programs.
Azmi's been facilitating humanitarian aid for the last 20 years.
Azmi was asked about domestic food insecurity at a recent presentation to the State House Fisheries Special Committee, particularly as the state has been slow to send food stamps or process applications since August. Schachtler says Azmi would be interested in sending food to those in need across the state, but they need funding and approval from the legislature first.
I've discussed it with the State Department. I've discussed it with a few members of Congress in Washington, D.C., but I have not been contacted or heard anything further than that.
If the state decides to purchase domestic seafoods for Alaskans in this year's supplemental budget, aid could be sent to food banks as soon as next week. But if aid isn't included until the 2024 regular budget, folks would have to wait at least until July. In Kodiak, I'm Brian Venois.